18-year-old Tyler Holman of Redmond, Washington, knows what he wants to do in life.
Flying is just, I don't know, it's always fascinated me. And I kind of settled on that at an early age, so it's kind of a dream come true here.
Holman and fellow aviation students at Central Washington University could hardly have picked a better time to become professional pilots.
There's a difference between heading and course. Heading is where your nose is pointed. Course is where your airplane's actually going.
Flight instructor Gage Geist graduated from Central in late spring. He's now giving flight lessons to undergrads, which helps Geist rack up the flight hours needed to qualify for an airline job. A first officer slot awaits him at his chosen Horizon Air as soon as he logs 1,000 flight hours.
By the time I graduated, I had 3 conditional job offers.
Geist says that's a big change from even just a few years ago.
When I first started off, it was once in a blue moon. We would have a recruiter come by, maybe once every other month. And now it's almost every other, I almost want to say every other week.
It takes a dispatcher to manage the waves of instructors and students rotating through 5 flight simulators and a fleet of single-engine Cessnas used as flight trainers at Ellensburg's airport. Inside the training center, a bulletin board covered with recruiting posters and ads from regional airlines such as Horizon Air, SkyWest, and Mesa Airlines. You may know these better flying as Alaska Airlines, Delta Connection, or United Express. The competing airlines gush about being the place where your career takes off and how quickly you can upgrade to a parent company's mainline jets. So how did airline pilots get in short supply? I asked Lamar Haugard. He directs pilot development and recruiting at Horizon Air in Portland.
It really is just kind of a perfect coming together of growth within the industry.
Combined with the beginnings of an anticipated wave of retirements from the major airlines. Then add to that a big increase in the training requirements needed to get an air transport pilot license.
Marry that up with fewer and fewer people getting into the industry, mainly due to becoming cost prohibitive on the training side, you have a shortage that will come from that, and we're certainly seeing that now.
So now Horizon and its peers are inking deals with university aviation programs to ramp up pilot development. The arrangements include tuition reimbursement or a big signing bonus for aspiring pilots. In exchange, those students commit to fly with a certain carrier for at least 2 years once they're qualified. Central Washington University Aviation Chair Sundaram Nataraja foresees major enrollment growth in his department to fill the pipeline.
And we want to grow this in a bigger level. And in another 5 years down the road, we want to have a total of 1,000 students in the aviation department. Currently, we have 200.
Nataraja says parents still get wide-eyed when he explains the cost of a professional pilot education. It runs $80,000 to $100,000 over 4 years, chiefly due to the fees for one-on-one flight training. A typical student may graduate with considerable debt, but thanks to the newfound stiff competition for aviation graduates, entry-level pay at the regional airlines has risen significantly over the past year. I'm Tom Bonsi in Ellensburg, Washington.